morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. In a high-stakes legal maneuver, Lonnie Randall Lyles Jr. has traded his right to a preliminary examination for a significant plea offer. In court Friday, March 6, Lyles waived his exam in a case involving two counts of criminal sexual conduct first degree and habitual offender charges. In exchange, prosecutors have agreed to dismiss remaining counts, bringing no new charges, and crucially, will not pursue a 25-year mandatory minimum sentencing enhancement. A companion case against Lyles will also be dismissed. The strategic move means Lyles will bypass the evidentiary hearing, heading straight to circuit court for arraignment. His bond remains in place, and he's scheduled to appear on Monday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. The defense attorney, Michael Morawski, will meet with Lyles post-hearing to discuss the implications of this deal, which effectively caps his sentencing risk and streamlines the legal process. Just after midnight on March 3rd in St. Clair County, deputies were called to a home along Jetto Road after an elderly woman with dementia wandered away during the night. Investigators learned she left the house wearing little clothing and no shoes while temperatures outside had dropped below freezing. With the clock ticking, deputies deployed K-9 Brock to pick up the trail while Port Huron police launched a drone to assist from the air. Brock tracked the woman's path for nearly 30 minutes before leading deputies to a nearby residence. There, the woman was discovered sitting inside an unlocked pickup truck. Authorities say she was cold but otherwise unharmed and in good spirits. Sheriff Matt King says the outcome highlights the value of the department's canine unit, adding that Brock's work may have very well saved a life. In Sanilac County Drug Task Force 2025 year-end report was presented to the county commissioners during the last county meeting. The report noted several times the department was more active in 2025 than it was in 2024, in many cases more active than over the last 10 years. There were 294 complaints handled, which is much higher than 2024, and is even above average for the last 10 years. That coincides with the higher number of complaints and tips that were handled. During 2025, there were 294 complaints investigated, and there were 546 tips received. There were 38 undercover buys conducted by undercover officers, and 147 searches were conducted at residents, vehicles, and persons. Those efforts resulted in 159 individuals being arrested, which resulted in 329 criminal charges filed. Of that number, there were 209 misdemeanor charges and 120 felony charges. In addition, some Sanilac County cases also resulted in additional charges being made in surrounding counties as well. Also, there was an increase in all types of drug seizures from the previous year. There was a significant increase in fentanyl cases. Overall, fentanyl has become more prevalent nationwide and is being laced with the controlled substances, noted the report. The overwhelming majority of heroin seizures tested with fentanyl, which is far more potent than heroin. However, methamphetamine continues to be most prevalent and widespread drug in Sanilac County. The task force operation is funded with a millage levy. And we'll return right after this word.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with more news. Financial analysts report that OpenAI's recent fundraising efforts have slowed as the company faces mounting debt and questions regarding its long-term profitability. Despite the high demand for AI technology, investors are reportedly showing increased caution over the startup's surging operational costs. The shift in investor sentiment follows a period of rapid expansion and high-stakes competition in the AI sector. An industry expert suggests the company may need to present a more concrete path to sustainable revenue to maintain its current pace of development. And the United Nations celebrated International Women's Day today under the theme of Rights and Justice, featuring Academy Award-winning actress Anne Hathaway and singer Michelle Williams. The event highlighted the global legal gaps that continue to disadvantage women in areas such as work, safety, and property rights. A UN report released today warns that systems designed to protect women are failing in many regions, leading to increased violations of fundamental rights. The commemoration precedes the upcoming commission of the Status of Women Forum in New York. And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and we'll return right after this for a look at your precision weather forecast with Steve Adamson.
Feeling overwhelmed or sad? Struggling with your mental health, substance use, or thoughts of suicide? Turn to Michigan's 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Call, text, or chat 988. For free confidential support 24/7. Dial 988 or learn more at michigan.gov/988. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.